While what you read about the Roman Empire is true, there have been new conclusions reached about it after the information was re-examined. First, while the Roman Empire had a large military force, not all of the members were Romans. Since this was the case, some of their soldiers were the same race as the enemies who were not loyal to the empire and could betray their army at any time. This meant that the Roman Empire's army was superficially strong and would require the emperor to reform the military by consolidating or disbanding units with questionable loyalty and regularizing the legion to be truly strong. Also, it was not the ruler's ability to make decisions without being disputed that led to the success of the Roman Empire. The real source of the emperor's power and authority was the military. The legionaries were paid using funds from the imperial treasury and swore an annual oath of loyalty to the emperor. When an emperor died, it led to a crucial period of uncertainty and crisis until a new emperor was appointed. While most emperors indicated their choice of successor, usually a close family member or adopted heir, the new emperor still had to seek a swift acknowledgement of his status and authority to stabilize the political landscape. This often included paying a monetary reward to the Praetorian Guard to ensure their loyalty. Even though the Senate was entitled to choose the new emperor, they were often mindful of the acclamation by the army or Praetorians. Finally, in the later period of the Roman Empire, they could not afford to acquire more land and only relied on raising taxes to increase their income. The emperor sometimes replenished the treasury by confiscating the estates of the extremely wealthy. But, in later periods, the resistance of the wealthy to paying taxes caused the empire to increase the taxes on the average citizen. This caused the ordinary people to hate their rulers and support the empire's enemies, helping lead to the collapse of the empire.